staying in this part of the world, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wants immunity from prosecution. He was recently indicted with bribery and fraud in three separate cases, and he's now asked the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, to effectively skip a trial while he's still in power. In a televised announcement last night, Netanyahu said that the immunity law is intended to protect elected officials from being framed. Netanyahu often calls the allegations against him a politically motivated witch hunt. Yohanan Plesner in Jerusalem is the president of the Israel Democracy Institute. He's also a former member of the Knesset. Plesner says Netanyahu does not seem to have enough votes in the Knesset to get immunity, but just making the request is expected to delay the start of the trial by several months.
It's unlikely that this Knesset that has already dissolved itself will be able to discuss this request. So we're in a very unique situation. First time that a prime minister is under indictment. First time they chooses to request immunity. First time that the Knesset goes for a third consecutive election without being able to form a government. And this obviously has a lot to do with the prime minister trying to avoid his legal proceedings.
So you're saying he's buying time, and he's buying time to get that majority in the Knesset that he's not been able to get so far.
Yeah, there were two. The first round of election in April, second round of election in September. In both rounds, the prime minister did not gain a majority, and neither did the blue and white party led by Mr. Gantz. And surprisingly, the polls now indicate that we're expected to reach an outcome of a third tie.
So if you expect another tie in a third election, then definitely there will be a fourth one, won't there?
No. If I have to bet based on my decade and a half long experience in Israeli politics, a government will be formed one way or another.
The suspicions against Netanyahu, which became official corruption charges in late November, they first came to light in the summer of 2016. And at the time, Netanyahu said confidently that, quote, nothing will be found because there is nothing, end quote. So how did we get from there is nothing to Netanyahu asking for immunity? Is there now evidence against him that amounts to a smoking gun of corruption?
Yes, there is evidence that merits the submission of an indictment. Mr. Netanyahu's claim now is that this indictment is politically motivated and therefore it should be annulled. There's no evidence whatsoever to support this claim. But Mr. Netanyahu's continuous pronouncements that try to undermine the legal process in those institutions does seem to have some support in Israeli public opinion, especially among the political base that supports Mr. Netanyahu himself.
I don't know if you saw this, Yohanan, but Benny Gantz, Netanyahu's main rival, said that the prime minister is endangering the values on which we were all raised, that every man is equal before the law. That is very similar language to what we heard here. During Donald Trump's impeachment hearings, Congressman Jerry Nadler said again and again, no one is above the law, not even the president of the U.S. Do you think Netanyahu believes he is above the law?
That's exactly the problem with the use of the immunity tool. That's actually a tool that increasingly is vanishing from the democratic world. Also in Israel, immunity, since the current legislation was put in place more than 15 years ago, was never used and nobody gained immunity. Mr. Netanyahu, the narrative that he uses is that there was impartial treatment towards him, but essentially the way he conducts himself demonstrates that he thinks that he's above the law. But Israeli law enforcement institutions and the judiciary are still strong and can ensure that justice is served.
Yohanan Plesner, the president of the Israel Democracy Institute. He's also a former member of the Knesset. Thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.